are now joined by United States Congressman Darren LaHood, representing Illinois' 18th Congressional District. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Sam. Good to be with you and your listeners today. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, to you as well. Congressman, you are in town today at Heartland Community College holding a roundtable discussion on the topic of human trafficking. A ton of stakeholders at this meeting. Of course, yourself there leading it along with the Center for Prevention of Abuse. We saw McLean County Sheriff's Department there, Normal Mayor Chris Coos, State Senator Bill Brady, and even McLean County Coroner Kathleen Davis, among many other groups. This just got done about, an hour ago. Congressman LaHood, what can you tell us? What did you get out of this this roundtable discussion?
Well, it was a great opportunity to meet at Heartland Community College to raise awareness on human trafficking and prevention of that. And so the roundtable we had today, Sam, had really all the stakeholders from our area there, whether it's first responders, whether it's the Center for Prevention of Abuse, whether it's public officials, whether it's law enforcement, to talk about the issue of human trafficking. And really what we think about when we think about human trafficking, we think about sex crimes, which is a big part of that. We also learned about, you know, forced labor and domestic servitude. And where we're situated in McLean County, Sam, you know, the highways that run from the southern part of our state up to Chicago turn out to be kind of the arteries sometimes for human trafficking. So whether it's on I-55 or 74 or 3951. And part of the reason was of having it was to, again, raise awareness on the issue. And so the roundtable today, we had a very fruitful dialogue with the stakeholders about what we can be doing at the state, local, and federal level. We also heard at the federal level from the resident agent in charge of Homeland Security on the task force that they have in place, a couple of their federal prosecutions that they've done where they've gone after folks that have engaged in human trafficking, but also signs and how to be alert for this issue. That was a big part of what we talked about today. We learned that many of the nurses that are in our emergency rooms or our first responders don't know what to look for in terms of human trafficking. So had a good discussion about that. And really, this was just the start of the dialogue. And a big thanks to the Center for Prevention of Abuse, which covers the McLean County area and all of central Illinois. They do a tremendous job in taking care of victims of human trafficking, getting them back on their feet, and helping them with their adjustment to somewhat of a normal life. And they played a lead role today with this, but we were proud to support it. I also mentioned, Sam, I'm the sponsor of three different pieces of legislation related to human trafficking on, again, trying to change the law to help on the law enforcement side.
Very good there. And, I mean, is that something difficult to try to legislate this on a federal level? I mean, you already mentioned how tough it is to identify some of this. I mean, how do you what sort of legislation do you look to craft to try to prevent something like human trafficking?
Yeah. So good question. So I would just tell you, I'll give you a couple pieces of legislation that I have sponsored. One of them is a piece of legislation that will increase the statute of limitations on a sex crime. So if you are the victim of a sex crime, we extend the statute of limitations. Under current law, the statute of limitations is 10 years from the date of the cause that the action arose. Under our legislation, it sets a 10-year statute of limitations from the date the victim discovers the offense or injury. What happens a lot of times, these young victims that are part of human trafficking, you know, they're just used as kind of a commodity, right? And so they don't know that they're being trafficked for sex crimes because they're not getting paid. They're being kind of used as kind of, again, a commodity. And so increasing the 10-year statute of limitations helps with that. Again, small way on the criminal side to help with that. The second bill that I would mention, Sam, is one that goes after the sex buyers. So too many times we focus on sometimes the pimps or the head of the sting operations. Under our bill, we go after the sex buyers or the Johns, the people, to help reduce the demand for human trafficking. Again, the name of that bill is Reducing the Demand for Human Trafficking Act of 2017. So two pieces of legislation we think can help on the federal side.
All right. Last thing I want to run by you before we let you go, Congressman. In terms of like the prevalence of this in the 18th district, you know, it's hard to see, so you can't necessarily, you know, there's not a lot of anecdotal evidence of constituents probably pointing this out. But, I mean, just how do we know how prevalent human trafficking is in the 18th district and, I guess, across central Illinois in general?
Yeah, well, I will just tell you, Illinois ranks 9th in the country of reported trafficking cases for the entire state. So, obviously, that involves the entire state. In our district, I look at Central District of Illinois, the 46 counties that go from Iowa to Illinois and run through a wide swath of where I represent. We last year alone had over 20 victims that we identified. But again, part of them don't know that a crime is committed or know what to look for.
Right.
And so we are currently in the month of Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And part of today is, again, an educational process, letting law enforcement, whether they're state police, they now have a task force. They now have specialized training, what to look for. First responders, people in the medical community, the local sheriff, Sheriff Standage, and what he's doing so that people are aware, and then who to call. Knowing you can call, the Homeland Security Office and ask for Agent Mitchell or call the Center for Prevention of Abuse. Really, that was what today was all about. We think this will increase the awareness and also the reporting of these crimes.
All right. An important issue that is certainly going to have a lot more said about it in the days and weeks to come. That's Congressman Darren LaHood. He hosted a roundtable discussion on human trafficking today with a number of local stakeholders at Heartland Community College. Congressman, appreciate it, sir. Thank you for taking the time.
Sam, thanks for having us on. Take care.